Have you ever heard the old saying, "No one on their deathbed ever says they wish they had worked harder"? Well, Bronnie Ware is an Australian nurse who spent several years working in palliative care, caring for patients in the last 12 weeks of their lives. She recorded the last thoughts of her patients into a book called The Top 5 Regrets of the Dying. They included, "I wish I had lived a life true to myself. I wish I hadn't worked so hard. I wish I had the courage to express my feelings. I wish I'd stayed in touch with my friends. And I wish that I had let myself be happier." The Apostle Luke, I think, would have added a sixth one. "I wish I had told more people about the good news of the wonderful grace of God." Our theme for this meditation from Acts chapter 20 is finishing well, not wasting your life, but living a life worthy of the eternal call of God, the good news of the gospel, that none should perish, but everyone come to repentance. So as we begin, just rest here confident in the work God has called you to do. Do you ever question the work you're doing, your purpose? Well, whether at the beginning or the end of your day, be at peace that this singular mission for us all is to continue the work of sharing the gospel. So take 3 deep, full belly breaths here as your eyes drift from open into a soft focus and then to closed. And just trust in this place of endurance, this time of dedication, in this moment of childlike faith in God's Spirit and Son. Prepare by listening and praying through this passage from 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and respond softly, "Lord God, let me continue the work of sharing the gospel." We have this ministry just as we have received mercy from God, granting us salvation, opportunities, and blessings. Lord God, let me continue the work of sharing the gospel. We have this ministry, so do not get discouraged nor lose your motivation. But Lord God, let me continue the work of sharing the gospel. We have this ministry so we can renounce the disgraceful things hidden because of shame. So Lord God, let me continue the work of sharing the gospel. Continue on now in a place of secret private prayer of your own, praying as one confident of the calling they have. Do you ever consider what might be written on your tombstone? Maybe your dying words and what they might be? "I doubt they will be. I wish I had stayed at work a little later." But where do we put most of our energies? We'll take this time to notice the feelings associated with finishing well. What do you want to be known for? Your money? Your hours in the office? Or how many friends you have on Facebook? Well, take note of what the Holy Spirit brings to mind. Feel no judgment. Simply note the feelings and emotions surrounding how you want to finish. Now be transformed by the renewal of your mind to that of Christ. Take this time to now invite positive thoughts of finishing well, a life not wasted. What feelings does that life stir in you? Well, be aware of your breathing as you ponder that. Breathe in deep from your belly, a purpose-filled breath. each breath filling you well, filling you with peace. As you breathe, too, scan your body from head to toe. Scan the life within you. Is it energetic? Is it strong? Is it focused? Feel no judgment if thoughts drift to waste and squander. Part of becoming Christ-like is how you recover from moments of neglect to return to your divine calling of a life well lived. So let drifting thoughts of waste slowly drift back to thoughts of helping others know Christ. As you pray the breathless whisper, Lord God, let me continue the work of sharing the gospel. Center on the sacred words, continue the work, for the next few moments. Feel no judgment. Only feel divine peace, knowing you've been given a divine calling to complete His work. Now listen carefully to the first of three sacred readings from Holy Scripture, and rather than focusing on each word, accept the truth of the broader narrative. Imagine receiving them as a letter written to you from long ago. Accept these words from the Apostle Luke as he writes from the first century church. From the book of Acts, chapter 20, verse 24, from the New Living Translation. Oh dear, my fellow follower of Christ, remember our lives are worth nothing unless we use it for finishing the work assigned to us by our Lord Jesus Christ, the work of telling others the good news about the wonderful grace of God. How did you feel receiving these words from Luke? Let the words simmer, words for you. Once more, but my life is worth nothing to me unless I use it for finishing the work assigned to me by the Lord Jesus, the work of telling others the good news about the wonderful grace of God. Linger over this truth and soak in it until it saturates you to the center of your being, the truth of your divine calling. Allow this second expanded divine reading from the Contemporary Standard Bible to be heard by you as a prayer from you to the Lord. Dear Lord God, I am on my way, compelled by the Spirit, not knowing what I will encounter on the path, except that the Holy Spirit constantly warns me that chains and afflictions are waiting for me. But in spite of it all, Lord God, I consider my life of no value to myself. My purpose is to finish the course you have put before me and the ministry I received from you, to testify to the gospel of your good grace. Now to your glory in Jesus' name, amen. Let your thoughts from this prayer from Scripture move you into a moment of personal, private prayer. Praying your mind becomes that of Christ. Praying as a child, called to a lifelong mission. Reading this passage now a third time, take this time to contemplate and ponder what you experience. Pay close attention to what you feel and see, hear and touch, and even smell as you experience this wider passage from the contemporary English version. I don't know what will happen to me in Jerusalem, but I must obey God's Spirit and go there. In every city I visit, I am told by the Holy Spirit that I will be put in jail and will be in trouble in Jerusalem. But I don't care what happens to me, as long as I finish the work that the Lord Jesus gave me to do. And that work is to tell the good news about God's great kindness. What did you experience in this passage? While resting in imaginative contemplation, I want you to imagine walking with Luke on his journey to Jerusalem. He knew his calling. He also knew of the trouble that waited ahead. What do you see on his face? Worry? Fear? Dread? Well, slip your arms around his shoulders. Encourage him. How does he sound as he whispers, thank you, my friend. But I don't care what happens to me, as long as I finish the work that Jesus gave me to do. Now, how do you feel as he turns to you, smiles, and whispers, my friend, the work he has given you and I to do? Walk with him into Jerusalem together. And take this minute and ponder the work ahead for both of you, sharing the gospel. Whether at the start or the end of your day, rest here for as long as you can, whispering, Lord God, let me continue the work of sharing the gospel. Letting the sacred words continue the work be those that guide you through the days ahead. Let me pray now a prayer over you that you be compelled by the Spirit, even though you may not know what you will encounter on your path. But always remember that your life has no value apart from finishing the course of testifying to the gospel of God's grace. Now let his grace be your salvation. Let his love nourish and sustain you. And let your faith in Christ be what saves you now and always. Amen. So stay alert now for opportunities that God will surely reveal to you to continue his work. Where might that happen? To whom? And when? Who might see the face of God in what you say and how you act today? So as you ponder that, when you're ready, whether at the beginning or the end of your day, yes, be true to yourself. Yes, don't work so hard. Yes, express your feelings. And yes, stay in touch with your friends. But don't neglect the sixth. Do all you can to help more people hear and see the good news, for it will be then and there you will encounter God's purpose for you.